This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Now, I'm going to put this out there for the kids. This is not what 911 is for, but again, it worked. Remember last year there was a 911 operator that helped a 10-year-old kid do some math homework, figure out long division, it was? It happened again. They shouldn't be doing this because kids are going to think it's like some sort of homework hotline. This is a kid in Lafayette, Indiana called 911. He'd had a bad day, and he reached out. Take a listen to the 911 call here.
911. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I had a really bad day, and, I don't know.
You had a bad day at school?
Yeah, I just came to tell you that.
Yeah, what happened at school that made you have a bad day?
I just have tons of homework.
Okay. What subjects do you have homework in?
Math, and it's so hard.
Okay. So what are you learning in math? What's so difficult?
Fractions.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually bad at fractions.
You're bad at fractions?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a problem you want me to help you with?
Yeah. What's 3/4 plus 1/4?
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
So... Do you have your paperwork in front of you, your homework?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay. So if you do 3/4, put that on your paper.
Is it the answer one?
Okay.
Yeah, it's one.
And then do plus 1/4.
I have no idea what the answer is.
Okay.
Okay. So what's 3 + 1?
4.
Okay. And then what's...
4/4?
It would be 4. So then... 4/4 is what?
1?
Yeah, good job.
You got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Was that your only problem?
Yeah.
Okay. So your homework is done.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry for calling you, but no, I really need help.
You're fine. We're always here to help.
Okay. Thank you.
No,
where's
they
your
should.
Parents?
I know you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be saying that.
I'm not real happy with that lady. Like, when there's somebody's like, I can't get a What are they talking about?
So then, you got the 1/3, and then you got the 3/4. So what?
Oh my God.
3 + 1.
Oh, I'm getting cold.
Anything else?
Oh, I'm getting cold.
Anything else you got?
Oh God.
Okay, so the train is headed down the track at 20 miles an hour. And it's going to Charlotte, and that's 200 miles away. So, how fast?
Oh, I thought I was dead, but I'm not. Oh, I'm living a nightmare. I can't believe the long time. They're busy. What are they talking about? Oh, God. I need help.
Any other problems you have?
How about 4 × 7?
Okay, 4 × 7. That's
23.
We'll try it again.
Do you know what 4 × 6 is?
God, you're busy.
4 × 6. 24.
Okay, so now just add another 7 to that.
24 + 7.
Running out of steam.
32.
Try it again.
No.
31.
Sure.
Try it again. What about 124 divided by 17?
That's a really tough one because I don't know the answer.
What do you do with the remainders?
Everything's dark.
Just throw them away.
Dark and cold.
Throw those
away.
I don't
think my teacher will allow that.
Show your work.
4, 8, 7.
No.
Busy.
What do you mean busy?
Announcement. 8. Location.
Do you know any cheat codes to Fortnite?
I do because I have my own kids.
Trying to find the best place to drop.
That's what I'm saying.
Drop on the mountain.
It's so sweet. She's a nice lady, but there could be real emergencies.
I will say this. At first, I think she thought the kid was in distress.
I totally agree.
I think so too.
But then when you realize he's not and he just wants help with his math homework, you say, oh, I'm sorry, boy. You can't get that here. and you can't use this phone line for non-emergencies.
Just meanwhile, yeah. choking on his own blood, guys, yeah. trying to get a hold of somebody.
Yeah.
No, I understand what you're saying. Off the top, you know, he's had a bad day. You're like, uh-oh.
Yeah, see. This kid's going to do something.
But then as soon as you realize he's not and he just needs some help, then
yeah.
you got to give him the talk.
Yes.
No. I guess part of me, too, though, was like, well, was he actually having a bad day? Like, and was it an actual bad, really bad scenario? And then just in talking to him, it kind of, I don't know.
I feel like it was a prank call.
You think it was a prank call?
Him and his buddies were like, hey, you hear about that kid that called 911 about help on his homework? I'm going to try it. I'm going to find out what 3/4 + 1/4 is. That's should be mental math for a child.
Yeah.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What's happening to Gwyneth Paltrow that may turn Lisa off skiing? That's where we'll start.
Uh-oh.
Ever since Lisa said she'd like to get into skiing.
Skiing nightmare.
Story after story after story. So what happened? Gwyneth Paltrow goes skiing? She hit somebody.
Yeah.
The guy's now suing her for $3 million.
Whoa!
See, that what happened
see?
To me.
Yeah, Lisa'll hit a dude.
I will totally hit somebody.
Down he goes. Yeah. He'll be brain damaged like this guy. And then, boom,
was he brain damaged?
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
Who's that brain damaged guy?
Me, dude. Oh, your ribs are broken.
Are you all right, man? Are you okay?
I wanted to do one to ski.
Oh my God, sir!
All that I wanted to do was to ski.
Was as he?
But the girl went me over. She hit me with her ski in the head. Now I sing everything that I say. It's brain damage. It's brain damage. I've got brain damage. A girl gave me brain damage when I was skiing.
Oh no.
She thought she looked pretty cute. She came on down and gave me the boot. Right to the back of my skull.
Oh my God.
14 days in intensive care.
Oh.
Instantly pooped my underwear. Brain damage. I got brain damage. The blonde girl gave me brain damage. Now I want $3 million. I sing everything that I sing. Brain damage.
It's a weird form of brain damage.
That's worth $3 million.
But if you sing everything that you say,
yeah, then you you need it.
You
don't
need it.
Ski, Lise.
No.
Oh my God,
I can't ski.
Can you imagine, Lise?
I would do that. I would wipe out.
I look so awesome.
Run into
sunshining.
People. Probably more than one person.
Look out!
I just remember learning to ski, and you know, because even these ski sounds that Dave's playing is like a skier that's like turning, actually turning.
Right, yeah.
There's no turning when you first learn. You're just a missile. You're a straight down missile.
Yeah.
So what did Gwyneth Paltrow do to this guy?
So this happened to 3 years ago. Gwyneth was skiing at the Deer Valley Resort in Park City, Utah. She plowed right into a 44-year-old man named Terry Sanderson. He was knocked out, suffered 4 broken ribs, and needed brain surgery.
Oh, brain surgery. God, what the hell did she do? She's tiny.
According to a local ordinance, a skier in a situation like this is required to stop and offer assistance and also give their name and address to an employee. Gwyneth did a hit and run. She hit this guy and took off.
She looked at him and then took off.
See,
that's what they say.
The instructor who was teaching Gwyneth to ski at the time.
So she had an instructor because that's what I would have.
Right.
You think that with an instructor, you wouldn't run into people and give them brain damage.
Wrong. He signed a report claiming that Gwyneth Paltrow wasn't at fault, even though he didn't see the accident. So he's named in the lawsuit, too. This guy wants more than $3 million. Gwyneth issued a statement saying the lawsuit is without merit.
Oh, my God.
All from a skiing trip. She's trying to have fun.
Yep.
Who knows what she had in her vagine?
Oh, my God.
So much damage.
Oh, that's right.
A kettlebell or a cannonball.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever it's
gave
called.
Her a bunch of extra weight.
Yeah. 40-pound jade weight.
Her egg flew out.
Head. Crushed his skull. Tweety birds.
So green. So terribly green.
This guy says he'll take $3 million or a bubble bath with Lisa. That's how he can say that it'll be done. That's the way to do it. Or got a deal. But yeah, that's a bad day on the slopes.
Yeah, it's not.
So another reason you should probably be careful, Lisa, if you take up skiing. You don't want to hit someone and cause some brain damage.
Seems like a bad idea.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. It seems like a real bad
idea. She's realizing this.
I get it, though. I understand what you're saying. If you don't ski, then there's a bunch of places on the earth that are kind of like useless for you to go to.
Well, I want to go up into the mountains and have a peaceful experience.
You know? Right.
It's quiet.
By sliding fast down the mountainside.
Murderous speed.
Nightmare. Have you seen those? Remember that old Olympic sport where it was just the guys in those big helmets and they just ski down at 1,000 miles an hour?
That's
what it is. Just a quiet, peaceful day on an abandoned mountain.
I've been told that it's like the most. It's so quiet. Yeah. And
It's funny because skiing is always sold to me like it's a great time.
Well, that party is that, time that too. Like I would like to hang out and the lodge.
Yeah.
I want to go somewhere nice.
But I'll tell you.
More of like hang out at the lodge.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah,
just be at the lodge.
To me, the lodge is, and I guess because I'm always a hangout at the lodge guy, the lodge is extremely boring.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. There's only so much I can sit around and drink.
Hot chocolate you can sip.
I'd go up there for peace, and then I'd like hit a tree, snap my leg, have an owl hit me in the face.
Exactly.
I'm like, it's not peaceful after all.
Go down
it's
the wrong peaceful. Side of the mountain.
This guy said, I knocked an 80-year-old man unconscious when I went snowboarding for the first time.
Yeah, of course.
Snowboarding.
Of course
that would be something I'd like to try.
Well, and the other thing about learning to snowboard.
It's harder
is
though,
that
than
you
skiing,
snap,
right?
People snap their arms all the time.
See, I don't want to snap my arm. I don't want to break a leg. That will ruin
everything. Because you fall an incredible amount of times when
you're
tumble. Learning to
tumble.
Well, also you just fall flat. Like you fall flat and your instinct is to put your hands out
and they snap
your wrist snap.
Jesus.
You'd have to have the guards.
Someone said two words for Lisa, mountain lions.
Oh, yeah.
Just in an abandoned mountain. It's quiet and peaceful.
Yeah.
Someone said what you really should do is snowshoe.
No, oh my that's God. Boring.
That's kind of
hard. No.
It's boring and hard.
I don't like that idea at all.
Why don't you snowmobile?
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. Mm. I would do that. There was a guy on my street who had a snowboard. Somebody was pulling him in the snowstorm the other day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It
looked like fun.
Yeah.
Well, we used to just do that in our boots. We used to just hold on to stuff just in our boots.
Yeah.
It looked dangerous.
When we were kids.
Yeah.
That was just par for the course.
He was good, too. I couldn't figure out if he was what he was doing, why he was doing that. Like,
just because
bored or practicing?
Well, he got a girl to watch him do it for who knows how long, and Lisa's talking about him on the radio right now, so I think I know why he did it.
Well, he didn't know I was looking. I was looking at him through the window.
He knows someone's watching.
This guy said, I almost broke both my legs the first time I went snowboarding.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's just normal.
Ooh.
So that I can barely go sledding without an incident.
Oh, I had an incident sledding. Yeah, I flew off
that
thing.
I'm not going to try that.
I feel like I'd die snowshoeing. Snowshoeing.
I've done cross-country skiing, too.
Oh, that's
why
terrible.
In the world would anyone do that?
That's like the hardest thing you can do.
It's a workout.
That sounds so boring,
pulling yourself on skis through the snow, and you got to get your arms up.
And no one looks dumber.
No, you look like
Earth.
I looked like the biggest white nerd on the planet.
Yeah.
It was real bad. But one and done for me in cross-country skiing wasn't my thing.
Well, sure.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We've seen people get kicked out of a pool for different reasons. Remember that big broad that was shaving her legs pool?
Yeah.
Disgusting. Yep. This one a little different. Mother was just kicked out of a pool because she was breastfeeding in the pool.
Come on. What?
The mother... was at the pool with her 10-month-old. She was taking her son for swimming lessons when she was told to get out of the water when she was spotted breastfeeding. Why? Because it posed a hygiene risk to other swimmers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know what you have.
What is this? You can't do that.
The reasons they gave me, no food or drink ever allowed in the pool.
Yeah.
Getting milk in the water is a hygiene risk.
Yeah.
The baby also may vomit in the water, which is also a hygiene risk.
Sure.
She said the experience really affected her. She was quite angry and upset. She pointed out there was no policy around that said there was no breastfeeding allowed in the pool.
It's always the fertile
Sounds like she's just testing it, you know, like trying
That's
to make
it.
A statement.
She looked around. She was like, no, there isn't anything. You know what I'm going to do? Because I'll tell you what, if I was breastfeeding, if that was my thing, I'd be trying to do it everywhere.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because I'll sue somebody and win.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'll sue somebody and
Your
win.
Your intent is to sue. Like, Andy wants to fall someplace so he can sue
Exactly.
Them. You want to
it's
breastfeed
It's the exact same
so
way. Like,
them.
I can't breastfeed, so there's a whole bunch of money out there that I can never get.
Yeah, it's hard to get that breastfeed.
We've got to fall and break something the old-fashioned way.
This lady's complaining about them asking her to leave.
Yeah.
Boy, do I not like her.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I hate her.
I hate her, too. I hate her a lot.
Since she posted this, the mother claims she received mixed response. Some people being supportive, others agreeing breastfeeding in a pool is just not right.
No, and honestly, I don't even care. You can go sit right on a chair 3 feet away with both your boobs out and have a kid eat all day. Just you can't have it. You can't just don't do it in the pool.
Yeah, there shouldn't even be an argument about that.
No,
because
I don't care. Like, I get it. You got to feed your baby. I don't care. Boobs don't bother me. None of that bothers me. I understand what they're for now. They are to feed a baby.
That's not what they're just for. That's what they're for at a certain time.
That's it.
The rest of the time, they're in play.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I just like, you shouldn't do it at a pool, at a hot tub, at a salad bar.
Salad bar!
Don't you do it at a salad bar.
No, it clearly says no eating or drinking. That child is eating.
Yeah.
And drinking.
And honestly, babies puke, man. Like that,
all the time.
That would be my number one grossest thing that I could ever see is a baby puke in a pool.
I have anxiety about it when there's a baby on a plane.
Oh, that they're going to puke?
Yeah, because I don't know what I'll do. I don't know how I'll
If a baby pukes on you?
Yeah, well, if a baby pukes on me or near me and I smell it,
you would have. Yeah.
I'm going to puke too.
Oh, no.
When Zane puked right into Amber's mouth, Andy, you would have died.
I would have died. Yeah,
like, I would
have been like, he died! I'm like, my God, Andy died!
It's over. Lights out.
He died from that.
Yeah, I myself had to run out of the room. I couldn't even help her because I thought I was going to vomit.
Ooh, just talking about it's getting me gurgly.
Yeah, yes. It was chunky sour milk.
Chunky sour milk, you
chunky
say?
Sour milk. It was the worst. I felt so bad for her because she's holding the baby. She can't do anything. And I fled. I was a bad dad that day.
Yeah, I'd give my child up after that.
They're not all they're cracked up to be.
Who wants a baby?
I don't know how they're cracked up to be good.
No, they're not.
I hear a lot of the bad.
It is. Listen, I will say I'm totally have no problem with it at all. Like, I think people are way too uptight about breastfeeding. You know, if my kids had seen it, you know, some people are like, you can't do that in front of a child. Whatever. I explained to them. It's a mother feeding her baby.
Yeah.
Right. There's nothing wrong with it. But there are times when hygiene comes into play and safety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
my
one
bigger
of them.
Issue. Yep.
I have a right to secretly, safely pee in this pool.
Exactly. Because I am for sure peeing in
it. I'm peeing all over the place.
Yeah. So, pee in every pool I've ever been in.
So what's the difference then to you? You're polluting
I'm just
the
saying,
pool.
I just don't think it's
clear.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I know I don't have anything.
Samantha, how are you?
You can drink my pee.
Nope. All right. Samantha, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks.
I'm a lactation specialist.
Ooh,
and
me too.
Breast milk is not a biohazard from like the CDC. So
what
also,
about
like,
baby
the
puke?
Law,
what about baby puke?
Well, but the baby could puke at random.
Yeah, but then it's
really?
Not. Yeah, of course. Yeah, no baby should be in a pool.
You don't
I
think
agree.
It's at higher risk to puke? You don't think it's at higher risk to puke while it's eating?
Yeah.
I don't think so. My kids puked. All the time.
You're a lactation specialist. Tell me the truth.
Come on, lactation specialist.
That a child is not
puke.
A greater risk of puking while it's eating.
They puke all the time.
They puke all the time. And even if the woman was not breastfeeding the baby in the pool, her boobs could just start leaking anytime when she's swimming in the pool. The kid wouldn't even need to be there.
Yep, I do agree with that.
So that's what you're saying is we should ban pregnant women from swimming.
Everything. From everything.
Well, that's a great call. States that, you know, she can breastfeed anywhere she's legally allowed to be, and if they ask her to leave, she can sue them.
Yeah, they didn't ask her to leave. They just said, hey, can you just not do that in the pool? There's no food allowed in the pool. And no food allowed in the pool, that's...
No eating or drinking. Yeah. Wouldn't that, Samantha, if you, as a lactation specialist, if you saw a sign that said no eating or drinking in the pool, don't you think that applies to babies eating and drinking?
I would still have done it. But, you know, I think that it's like a greater issue of, like, women who are breastfeeding are, like, more likely to be harassed and, you know, more postpartum depression if you feel like you're trapped in your house, you can't leave. So there's a whole thing, but more power to the lady.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be, like I've always said, there's going to be the other side of it where it's going to be.
There's always going to be somebody that's grossed out or something like that, and they just need to get over it.
No.
Yeah.
All right, Samantha.
I don't know. I don't know.
No, listen, we're all for it, except in certain places. You know, like when you're putting other people at risk, if that woman had diseases or
I will say this, though, just a leaky boobs in a pool. That's pretty gross to me, too, man. That's pretty gross to me, too.
Oh, well, that's why you can't have leaky buttholes in a pool. Yeah. Same thing.
It is the same.
I get it. You guys don't want me to pee in your pool, but I'm gonna.
Mm.
And you should ban me from your pool.
Yeah.
But you haven't yet.
I'm just going to get my own pool. But you should be able to, like, breastfeed wherever you want, just not in a pool where people are swimming. It's just common courtesy, I suppose. Chalk it up as that.
That's it. Mm. We are courteous enough to ignore your titties flopping out.
Yeah, exactly. Then Dave is liable to swim right up there and start eating.
Oh, come on! Don't be disgusting!
Like a baby whale?
Yeah. He's so used to those resort bars at a pool.
All right. It's not a swim up titty bar.
Swim up titty bar.
Yeah.
Wow. Room for your morning coffee.
Exactly.
Why has no one done that? I mean, not to eat from, right. But like a swim up titty bar.
Because the boobs are outside and everything, it'd be tough.
Yeah.
People want the cover of darkness also to get up to whatever else they're doing.
Are you asking why there's not like a poolside strip club?
Yeah.
Do you know how much semen would be in that pool?
Oh, God.
That's true.
It's got topless women walking around.
And want to swim in that pool.
Lots of problems with that idea.
Yeah. All right.
I was all for it at first. I was like, swim up titty bar.
So much protein swimming in that pool.
Oh, my God.
Okay, right. Oh, yeah.
It'd be cloudy.
It'd be some murky water, wouldn't it? Like a swamp.
It'd be cloudy.
And the pool turned cloudy. Most of them are just filled with pee. Because I've sat beside those swim-up bars at some resorts, and I've been like, that guy has been there for 6 hours and not left. Yeah. So
I would never sit at a swim-up bar.
Me neither.
Bar.
Oh, me neither.
Oh, good.
There's like the second time we ever went to a resort, I saw a girl who was probably too young to be drinking at this Mexican swim-up bar.
Yeah.
And she had a big fruity drink and then threw up right into the pool.
Oh, yeah.
And it just washed.
Yeah, isn't that funny how it just goes away, right?
And kind of just melted into the pool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it became the pool. It became the pool.
No one from the staff saw it, and it just became part of the pool.
I just am at a point in life, and I've been here for many, many years, where, like, I'd love to splash around and have some fun.
Yeah.
But I'm only going to do it in my own goddamn pool if I get one ever in life.
And I love swimming. I love it.
I want to splash around, maybe do a cannonball, but I'm not going to do it in people's pukey piss water.
You know, it's crazy because I actually really love being in the water and I love it. And I have a pool and I never go in it.
Really?
Like I just never, ever am in it. Because it's just not really the same as being somewhere else.
Okay.
You know, like if you're in a lake,
right?
That's different than a pool.
Good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay, thanks. What do you want to say?
I want to comment about the one breastfeeding in the pool.
Yeah.
I am a mother of two. And beyond that, it being a health issue in the pool, I think as a mother, you should be more concerned about the chemicals that you're putting into your kid's mouth.
That's what I thought, too.
You put your boob into a child's mouth. So I don't care if you breastfeed at all, but clean your boob before you feed your child. I mean, I've had my children crap in the pool. And like, whether it's in their diaper or maybe a time that, you know, I thought they could tell me when they went to the bathroom, but it's not really clean, especially with chemicals.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. No, no doubt. And I peed in it for sure. Yeah. So.
Yeah. All right, Al, thanks
you for
that.
Want,
we had
you
a
don't
point
want
counterpoint
that.
Warning.
There. Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Crossfire.
Hi.
Hi there.
Crossfire. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to say I was listening to the lactation consultant, and I was just listening to this last woman. Babies, like she said, babies pee and poop in the pool anyways, and even if you get out to feed the baby, they can still throw up when they get back in the pool. So it's not really that.
Yes, so we are banning really women and babies from swimming.
Yeah, just keep your babies out of the pool. Keep your whole life out of that pool.
Go get your own goddamn pool. Communal pools, guys. Communal
no,
pools.
No, I know. I know.
Can
dude,
I tell
I literally,
you?
Like,
there's
I would
filthy
love
people
a,
out there.
Just a sign with a the no baby sign.
Yeah,
you
want to
get
with,
me?
I won't swim with kids, like
no,
strange kids.
God, no.
I won't.
I've walked down to, there's a pool at my apartment complex, and it's kind of nice. And I would walk down there, and kids swimming. I just make
turn
a long,
right
sad trek back with my flippy floppies and my trunks. Mm. And I'm like, nope, not today. Mm-mm. But you want to get me into your business, you put a no baby sign outside, I will frequent your establishment.
Yeah, that's true.
No babies?
Babies guaranteed.
I love that.
Yeah. No babies guaranteed. Yeah, you'd get definitely get people.
Mm.
And I understand. I have kids, and I totally understand that.
Yeah.
Some of the grossest places I've ever been, one of them, Nickelodeon.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Water park
hotel?
And hotel.
Man, that's just all poop, huh?
There was at least 3 poop evacuations. I'm sorry to say that while you're drinking, Dave.
Yeah, they probably have like a light and a siren.
Like on, well, the problem is they have a big loud siren that goes off all the time, and then slime comes down and coats some kid in a green slime, and then it just goes into the pool itself.
Yeah.
But then... Yeah.
You're gonna want to get over here for this immediately. Nickelodeon.
Telemundo listeners, everybody here at the Nickelodeon, thank you so much for coming and for your swimming. But we have a problem because of a child did some of the poop into the water slide, and we'll pause for the cleaning. Please, thank you. Everyone out of the pool. Everyone out of the pool. Everyone out of the pool.
So you get out of the pool. You're out of the pool for about... you know, about 4 minutes, you're out of the pool. And then it's...
Okay, everyone, back in the pool. Everything fine, everything clean, everything totally fine and clean. Okay, thank you. Enjoy your day here at Nickelodeon.
You what, can't clean in 4 minutes.
The party just, like, continues again?
Yep, it really does. And then, you know, and probably a half an hour later, it's right around the lunchtime hour.
Awesome.
Once again... Jeez. Sirens start blaring.
Hey, Mundo, everybody here. Welcome to Nickelodeon Resort. We have to tell you that there's been another incident into the pool. Please, everyone out of the pool, out of the pool. And
the one time... The one time it was crazy because I could see the poop.
No!
Oh, yeah, you saw it. It sunk right to the bottom.
Oh,
and they were trying to figure out.
Lots of fiber in that one.
Yeah, it was a thick one. And they were trying to figure out how they were going to get it.
Oh, just take the pool skimmer and just dip it under the water.
That's what
they should
out.
I don't understand why it's only closed for a couple of minutes and then the party.
Well,
like,
this
the party
is what
just
I'm saying.
Back in there, like it's all good.
Yeah, it was just back.
So,
yeah, they fired it back up.
So they had like almost like a meeting, like cops at an accident scene with cigars and stuff, and they're like, what do you think, Bill? Look at that one sank to the bottom. What do you think we're going to do with that one?
And I'm like, I do not even know how we're going to fish it out.
And what do you, how do you think the best way to go about this one is? You think it's a net?
I think, like Casino James says, you go get the net.
You get a net? This one's a, because this one's a sinker and a stinker.
If we could somehow just make a little bit of motion in the water and have it move off of the bottom and scoop. I will move it with my net, and you will scoop it.
You gotta go
move,
dive down.
Move get a, and scoop.
Get a dive suit.
I got the scuba gear. You guys need me to hop in?
Oh, my God.
I got the turn removal scuba gear ready to go.
Go down and get it.
Just taking the poop out of the water doesn't fix the water.
No, and so, like, they would take the poop out, and then they would...
What would happen then when the poop was at the bottom of the pool? What did they do?
Everyone got out.
Yeah.
They scooped the poop out. Oh, and then they just like couldn't go back in for like 5 minutes. And I guess that was enough time for them to say, oh, the water has been
tested or circulating. Or?
No test. They don't do There's no that. Test.
What
There's
do they no way. I mean, good.
Honestly, there's
water.
So much chemicals in the water, like you're burning from it, right? I mean, so I'm assuming, you know,
the skeleton hand comes out of the water.
See, like Roland at the end of the day came out and it looked like he'd been in a washing machine the whole like he's just covered in like bumps and you know.
That happened to me at one of those family places too. It changed the color of my swim trunks.
Jesus. Well, see, that's what I mean. That's no it's good. Just so
I come out of the grossest place here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Annie's going to Flavortown. That would be different.
That's a bad flavor.
Yeah.
That's a bad flavor.
That's not Flavortown. I've been at a place and they shut the pool down like that was it.
Yeah.
Pool's done. I they didn't reopen.
They didn't
it
open it in a few minutes.
No. Oh God, this place they couldn't shut down all day
because you go on vacation.
That's what you're there
you're
to
there
do
for. Yeah.
Yeah. Emergency poop removal.
Oh my God, and they're just like pooping so much.
Ew.
Kids.
Goddamn kids.
Kids, public pools. I know I roll the dice. I just love swimming too much that I, you know, I'm like, I try not to get any water in me.
Yeah.
You know, I try to keep all my holes sealed.
Yeah, you want to keep all your holes sealed tight.
I'm all about adult only pools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's
no better. They're no better. There too. There's filthy
honestly,
adults.
No, they're no better.
Yeah.
Strange
no
adults. Yeah.
There may
yeah
not be as much.
Not as many adults.
There's not as many.
No, figure it out.
No one wipes their ass the way they should.
Nope.
No, you know, it's, come on.
I'm telling you, I think the only time in my life, the next time I splish splash is going to be in my own thing.
Yeah.
Someone said, I'm an aquatic director for a public pool. We pray for a poop break. Number 3 is the best. We close for 12 hours to treat the water.
Number 3?
Is that when you do a number 1 and a number 2?
Or is it diarrhea?
Or is it diarrhea?
Number 3.
What's a number 3?
I don't even know.
What's a number
3? Maybe he missed. Maybe he's...
Oh, doing a pee. What? Oh, so you're... Is it your pee and...
Ultimate intense severe fecal explosion.
That's a number 3.
That's a number 3.
All these years, I didn't know that.
An ultimate intense severe fecal explosion.
Well, listen, you know, there was that one video of it was like a chick in a hot tub. And oh, I always assumed forever that it was fake, but it's like they were sitting in it, and then all of a sudden a cloud of brown just shoots
she
up.
She had a number 3.
She had a number 3 in there. She trusted something, and it didn't.
Oh.
And it just
God,
all went brown. And the thing is, they're saying number 3 is a puke, but
yeah, some
if there was a brown cloud all of a sudden, oh, like you no got to wait you for that run to clear.
It's
you
like
know
a horror movie trying to swim away from it. Right?
And that's the only reason these guys opened back up, because like the one turd was rolling down one of the slides. No. It was like the water was kind of pushing it.
The turd was on vacation.
Yeah, it was on. Yeah. A kid literally pooped
could be a cartoon
like
movie
right at the top of one of the slides.
Mr. Turd goes
and
to
they were waiting, and it just rolled down.
You just watched a turd roll down the slide.
Rolled down.
That was your vacation.
That was it.
Now you know why he's going anywhere.
And then, so the other turd, and then the other two turds were in the pool. One was a floater. They dealt with that one pretty quick.
Mr. Turd's kids.
The sinker. Was the toughest one they had to deal with.
Sinker.
But all of them, like all of them were the same thing. And it's funny because I was like, well, what did they do to the slide? Did they send like a little Latin man down? Like, did he Did he slide on a towel so that it made sure it was clean? Because I didn't see any of that. And I was like, kids, don't go on that slide. I was like, that slide right there had poop in it. I said, you're not, that slide is banned.
I went down on a towel.
Like, what did they do? Like, there was no scrubbing. A turd went all the way down and came out the bottom onto like the splash pad.
It was like it just rode the ride.
I mean, it was.
Oh, God.
Yeah. For the Latin man, not a great day for him.
I got to start at the top of slide OP now.
It's a little guy. They need a little guy, too, because yeah, that was tiny. The kid area, yeah. You know? But the thing is that it always weirds me out because people think you're safe because there's a kid area. All that water's connected. All that water's connected. It's all the same water. Mm-hmm. It's all the same crap.
Lauren had a comment here. Good morning, Lauren.
Witness three.
Good morning. A long-time caller. No, that's wrong. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to say that I've been to places that have, like, the 18-plus pools that are trying to, like, get rid of, like, that kid issue.
Yeah.
But then I always get scared because there's a bunch of elderly people in there.
Oh, yeah,
and the number three is very possible with the elderly, too.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I
that's
wish there
worse.
Was, like, a under 50 above 18 pool.
Yeah, we need the in-between pool. Yeah,
exactly.
No elderly people.
They still get control of their b-holes.
Yeah.
And they don't have incontinence.
Bowels.
To make you test your bunghole, you have to, like, squeeze something with your bunghole to make sure it's strong enough to hold your poop inside.
Right, yeah, then exactly. They allow you into the pool. Did you pass the bunghole test? Yes,
no,
let's
no
see your band.
No,
you got, your butthole's got the PSI of a shark bite. Go right ahead.
One more call here. Kyle, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I was up in Ludington a few years back, swimming in Lake Michigan, and here comes the turd floating next to me in Lake Michigan.
In the whole lake.
A lake turd?
Such a big lake.
In Lake Michigan, a big turd floating next to you. Do you didn't think I didn't get out of the lake fast enough?
Mm. Yeah,
I know. No chlorine
what
in there.
Led to that
I think
lake
I
turd.
Might drown trying to escape it. Because I'd be so horrified.
Yeah, I'd be like the shark.
Get out of the water! Get out of the water!
Oh, he's dead. Yeah, there was like a comedian that was there at the same time. The lady, I can't remember her name. She's got like short blonde hair.
At Nickelodeon?
Bamford.
I don't know names.
No.
So you could just be like Rachel McFeces. And I'm like, yeah, that's her.
I can't believe you witnessed three poopings, dude.
Oh, the poopings happened.
It's a good thing you were aware.
Well, you weren't, but you weren't because you were over in one side, you know, like you were over in one side and then all of a sudden the alarm went and then they kicked everybody out of the pool and you were like, why are we getting out? And the word would spread. I heard a kid had a bloody nose. I heard it. I heard something. I heard this. I heard that. And then you're like, someone comes up and is like, no, there's a turd that's going down the slide right now.
Yeah, all so. Those, even water parks especially, gross me out. That's one thing I can't do with my kids. We're done with water parks.
Yeah.
Oh, Caroline Ray was there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's who she was. She was there. I was like, oh, turds.
She had to evacuate too, obviously.
Oh, yeah, she was evacuating the same
time. There
was
no special VIP non-poop area.
No.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.